Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday afternoon, June 25th, 2024, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Lenovo's Meet Your Digital Self. Technology and mental health come together. Lenovo recently announced Meet Your Digital Self, a groundbreaking initiative that combines technology and mental health support. Through the creation of an AI avatar, Lenovo aims to promote emotional well-being and resilience among young people. Partnering with Crisis Text Line, Lenovo is working to provide access to mental health resources and make it easier for young people to open up about their struggles. Dr. Sherry R. Turner, Chief Health Officer at Crisis Text Line, joined Lenovo for a nationwide media tour on June 12th to discuss this innovative project. The goal is to raise awareness about mental health issues and offer support through technology. Learn more about Meet Your Digital Self at newsdirect.com.
Corporate Whistleblower Center urges a manager of a nursing home anywhere in the USA that received a COVID PPP loan to call about rewards if the owners never spent the funds on payroll. The Corporate Whistleblower Center is urging managers of nursing homes across the USA who received a COVID PPP loan to come forward if the funds were not used for payroll. Whistleblowers could receive rewards of up to 10% of the loan amount. Instances have been found where nursing home chains used the loan money to buy more facilities instead of paying employees. If you have information on banks or financial institutions that did not conduct due diligence on PPP loans, call 866-714-6466. The whistleblower rewards for this type of information could be substantial, especially for publicly traded institutions. The Paycheck Protection Program loans were intended to help struggling companies during COVID, with specific rules on employee count and payroll usage. If you have evidence of PPP loan fraud in the healthcare industry, contact the Corporate Whistleblower Center at 866-714-6466 for more information. Apple becomes latest giant to adopt AI, but risks persist. Brand Engagement Network may have the solution to ensure security in the age of AI. Apple has joined the AI trend by partnering with OpenAI to integrate ChatGPT into Siri and its operating system. However, concerns about AI's negative aspects are on the rise, with 52% of Americans expressing more concern than excitement about its increased use. Brand Engagement Network is leading the way in secure AI solutions, offering human-like AI assistants that enhance customer service and productivity. Ben's security-first approach ensures that its AI is trained on client-provided data and follows strict privacy protocols. With a focus on industries like healthcare and finance, Ben's AI assistants like Sky provide accurate and reliable information by drawing from validated datasets. Businesses are taking notice of Ben's commitment to security, with companies like MedAdvisor Solutions and Provana partnering to integrate Ben's AI assistants into their services. As AI continues to grow, companies like Ben are leading the charge in responsible and secure AI implementation.
Key improvements needed for employee mental well-being programs. New study by HR.com's HR Research Institute. A new study by HR.com's HR Research Institute highlights the need for key improvements in employee mental well-being programs. The research report, State of Mental Health and Stress in the Workplace 2024, reveals that only 2 in 10 organizations have methods to measure employee mental health and stress levels. Organizations excelling in mental health support are 6 times more likely to track employee well-being. While there's a positive trend in self-assessment, 62% of HR professionals report feeling stressed at work, with 77% noting stress within their organizations. CEO Debbie McGrath emphasizes the importance of robust measurement frameworks to enhance employee well-being. The full report is available for free download, offering actionable tips to improve mental health initiatives in the workplace.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsArmp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsArmp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.